The U.S. has spent billions helping Colombia fight a once powerful guerrilla group known as the FARC. Washington considers the FARC a terrorist organization funded by drug money. The FARC has responded by moving some of its vital money-making units outside of Colombia over the border into Ecuador. NPR's Juan Ferreira reports from Puerto Nuevo, Ecuador.
Getting to Puerto Nuevo is an easy ride across the San Miguel River from Colombia aboard an engine-powered canoe. No passport controls, no police. And Puerto Nuevo is, like a string of towns in Ecuador's northern Amazonian jungle, unremarkable. Music wafts from cantinas. Just over the bend, school children romp. Felipe Gonzalez is among the workers expanding the local school. Gonzalez says villagers here live quiet, uneventful lives. But he also says residents have become accustomed to the spillover from the Colombian conflict. Colombian authorities and former guerrillas say what's happened is that one of the FARC's key units has quietly set up operations here. It's called the 48th Front, and it's particularly important because its sole focus is on cocaine trafficking through Ecuador. Smuggling that Colombian authorities say is made possible by corrupt small-town mayors and military and police officers. One former FARC member, once a commander in the 48th, spoke just over the border in Colombia. He says the FARC has camps and cocaine-producing labs in Ecuador. He also says the FARC makes cocaine deals in Ecuador with traffickers, including chieftains from Mexican cartels. The Colombian Vice Minister for Defense is Sergio Jaramillo. He says lax controls in other countries permit the FARC to thrive.
That means that the FARC fronts that are on the border areas have become the cash cows of the FARC.
In the past, the FARC's chief aim was taking power in Colombia. In a video taken by the FARC in the late 1990s, they overwhelmed the government security forces in a daylight raid. Back then, the FARC, which stands for Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, operated like a conventional army. That threat triggered American aid to fight the FARC. FARC leader Manuel Marulanda laid out the group's objectives in a rare interview conducted a generation ago and shown in a recent documentary. He said the FARC wanted to redistribute land and that the FARC would achieve its goal through the armed struggle. FARC folk songs spoke of fighting for a better world. Today, Marulanda is dead, and no one talks of land reform. Instead, officials say the FARC focuses on drugs while launching hit-and-run attacks. But under a long, withering army offensive, the FARC is falling back. Mark Chernick is a professor at Georgetown University who's written extensively on the FARC.
We're very clearly seeing that they're being pushed over the border, and they are now strategically retreating on the other sides of the borders.
Ecuadorian officials do not deny that the rebels cross into Ecuador, nor that the group traffics drugs. But they blame Colombia for not controlling its side of the border, and they say the Colombians exaggerate claims of corruption among Ecuadorian authorities. Miguel Carvajal is the Minister of Internal and External Security. Carvajal says he doesn't believe as much cocaine moves through Ecuador as the Colombians claim. He also says his country is a leader in the fight against the drug trade. Still, Ecuador's police recently charged a senior government official in a drug trafficking case, a case involving the FARC. Carvajal dismissed the episode as isolated. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Puerto Nuevo, Ecuador.